This is Akashvani, the news read by Ashish Abraham. Prime Minister Narendra Modi spoke with French President Emmanuel Macron yesterday. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said that they discussed their shared concerns over the evolving situation in West Asia and the need for a return to dialogue and diplomacy. He said that the two countries will continue to engage closely and coordinate efforts towards the early restoration of peace and stability in the region. PM Modi inaugurated the 11th edition of Raisina Dialogue in New Delhi yesterday. Delivering the keynote address, President of Finland, Dr. Alexander Stubb, yesterday said that the Global South will decide the next world order and India will play a deciding factor in it. On shaping the new world order, Dr. Stubb highlighted that India has been applying values-based realism for thousands of years. He said this is evident in how India works as a constructive member of the United Nations. Dr. Stubb said India should have a permanent seat in the UN Security Council. He added that India has been under no illusions and has based its foreign policy on a pragmatic worldview. PM Modi and Finland President Alexander Stubb have reiterated their commitment to the rules-based international order and multilateral cooperation with the UN at its core. The India-Finland joint statement, following the state visit of President of Finland to India, said that both the leaders affirmed the deep and enduring friendship between India and Finland, built on a foundation of mutual respect and the values of democracy and rule of law, as well as commitment to global peace, security and international law. The leaders agreed to elevate the India-Finland relations to a strategic partnership in digitalization and sustainability based on converging interests and mutual benefits. They underlined the importance of redoubling efforts to reach the sustainable development goals and the importance of global cooperation against the challenges of climate change and loss of biodiversity. Welcoming the landmark free trade agreement between India and the European Union that concluded in the India-EU summit on 27 January, both leaders acknowledged the immense and mutually beneficial opportunities for both parties of increased trade and investments, including for the India-Finland bilateral relationship. President Draupadi Murmu appointed governors in different states and union territories. Governor of Himachal Pradesh, Shiv Pratap Shukla, has been appointed as Governor of Telangana. Telangana Governor Jishnu Dev Verma has been appointed Governor of Maharashtra. Former Bihar Assembly Speaker Nand Kishore Yadav has been appointed as Governor of Nagaland. Lieutenant General retired Syed Atta Hasnain has been appointed as Governor of Bihar. Governor of Tamil Nadu R.N. Ravi has been appointed as Governor of West Bengal. Governor of Kerala Rajendra Vishwanath Arlekar will discharge the functions of Governor of Tamil Nadu. Lieutenant Governor of Ladakh Kavinder Gupta has been appointed as Governor of Himachal Pradesh. Lieutenant Governor of Delhi Vinay Kumar Saxena has been appointed as Lieutenant Governor of Ladakh. Former diplomat Taranjit Singh Sandhu has been appointed as Lieutenant Governor of Delhi. The Embassy of India in Doha will remain open on Friday and Saturday for providing consular services, in particular renewal of passports on Tatkal basis. In a notice, the embassy informed that a 24/7 helpline has been made available for any assistance in view of the current situation. The helpline numbers are +974 5564 7502 and +974 5536 2508. Queries can also be sent through email at cons.doha@mea.gov.in. In All England Open Badminton Championships, Lakshya Sen has stormed into the men's singles quarterfinals in Birmingham. And that is the end of this news bulletin.